One day in March 2021, Dr. Wild, Dr. Aplin and their collaborators deployed 5 RFID-enabled dispensers loaded with wool rather than food. Each contained strands of 2 colours, either orange and pink or blue and purple, but all were rigged to dispense only one of these. This remained so until at least one local nest was seen to include wool from a dispenser. At that moment, the other colour was made available too. As a control, Dr. Wild and Dr. Aplin set up, in a separate area, 4 further wool dispensers, each of which provided 2 colours from the get-go. Of 68 TITS nests built that season in the experimental areas, 26 included wool from a dispenser. Of these, 18 were constructed after both colours had become available from all dispensers. Even so, 10 of that 18 included only the colour of wool first chosen by a nest builder. By contrast, all 8 wool-bearing nests in the control zone contained a mixture of colours, a statistically significant difference. TITS, then, do seem to be on trend when it comes to nest-building materials. Why that should happen remains obscure. Dr. Wild and Dr. Aplin suspect the trendsetters are older birds and that evolution favours younger ones copying their elders, since those elders have evidently survived what fortune has to throw at a tit. Williams's original work, though, suggests such initial choices are arbitrary, a bit like those of the leaders of human fashions.